कुंज विहार जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी सदानंदन जय जन रंजन यशोदानंदन जय जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वन यमुना तेरा वन जय माधव कुंज विहार जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि प्रभु भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि प्रभु भक्तवृंद Thank you. Jaya Gaurani Tai Gaurani
శ్రీ శ్రీమాదేశి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జై స్కాన్ ఫండరాచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జైన్ విష్ణుపాద పరమంత పరిపాదికాచార్య అష్టదర్శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాద భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరిఠాగూర్ మహారాజుల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ అనంతగుడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి జయ నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమస కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోగోపీనాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధా కుండగిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి జయ శ్రీ వృందావన మథురధామకి జయ శ్రీ మాయాపూర్ నవదీప్ ధామకి జయ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామకి జయ గంగాదేవి జమున దేవికి జయ భక్తి దేవికి జయ శ్రీ తులసి మహారాణికి జయ శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్స్జెండల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర్ణితాయికి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ బలరామ జయ శ్రీ రాధా శ్యామ సుందర దేవికి జయ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ బలదేవ సుభద్ర మహారాణికి జయ సమవేత భక్త బృందకి జయ గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గురు గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ జయ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద ఓం నమః భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమః భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమః భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయమదేరే నష్టప్రాయేషు అవత్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికే మూకం కరోతి వాచాళం పంగులం గయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారిణీ శ్రీపరమానంద మాధవం. Thank you. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 30, text 10. Kim te kritam kshiti tapo bhatake savangri. Sparsos chavat pulakitangaru evivasi. Apyangri sambhava uru krama vikramadva. Aho baraha vapusa parirambhanena. Kritam kshiti tapo bhatake savangri. Sparsos chavat pulakitam garuhaye vibhasi. Apyangri sambhava uru krama vikramadva. Sa parirambhanena. Kim te kritam kshiti tapo bhatake savangri. Sparsos chavat pulakitam garuhairvibhasi. Apyangri sambhava krama vikramadva. Aho varaha vapusa parirambhanena.
Kim te kritam kshiti tapo bhatake savangri.
Sarsos chavat pulakitam garuhaye vibhasi. Apyangri sambhava uru krama vikramadva. Aho varaha vapusa parirambhanena. Kim te kritam kshiti tapo bhatake savangri. Sarsos chavat pulakitam garuhaye vibhasi. Apyangri sambhava uru krama vikramadva. Aho varaha vapusa parirambhanena. Mataji. Hey kritam kshiti tapo bhatake savangri. Sparsos chavat pulakitam garuhairvibhasi. Apyangri sambhava uru krama vikramadva. Aho varaha vapusa parirambhanena. Kim.
Kim.
What?
What?
Te.
Te.
By you.
By you.
Kritam.
Kritam.
Performed.
Performed.
Kshiti.
Kshiti.
O earth.
O earth.
Tapa.
Tapa.
Austerity.
Austerity.
Bata.
Bata.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Keshava.
Keshava.
Of Lord Krishna.
Of Lord Krishna.
Hungry.
Hungry.
By the feet.
By the feet.
Sparsa,
sparsa,
on account of being touched.
Ussava,
due to the joyful experience. Utpullarkita. Standing on end in jubilation. Angaruhe. With your bodily hairs. The grass and growing plants on your surface. Vibhasi. You appear beautiful. Api. Perhaps. Angri. By the feet of Krishna present now on your surface. Sambhava. Generated. Urukrama of Lord Vamandev, Lord Krishna's dwarf incarnation, who covered the entire universe in three mighty steps. Vikramat, because of the stepping, va, or ahau, or else perhaps, Varaha, of Lord Krishna's incarnation as a boar. Bapusa, by the body. Parirambhanena, because of the embrace. Translation. O Mother Earth, what austerity did you perform to attain the touch of Lord Kesava's lotus feet, which has brought you such great joy that your bodily hairs are standing on end? You appear very beautiful in this condition. Was it during the Lord's current appearance that you acquired this ecstatic symptom? Or was it perhaps much earlier when he stepped upon you in his form of the dwarf Vamandev? Or even earlier when he embraced you in his form of the boar Varahadev? Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explains the thoughts of the gopis as follows. Perhaps the trees and plants mentioned in the previous verses did not hear our question because they were in trance, meditating on Lord Vishnu. Or perhaps, since they will not tell us where Krishna has gone, they are hard-hearted, even though they live in a holy place. Always, what is the use of unnecessarily criticizing? Anyway, what is the use of unnecessarily criticizing the residents of a holy place? We cannot tell if they really know where Krishna has gone. So, let us find someone who definitely knows where he is. Thus, the gopis concluded that since Lord Krishna had to be somewhere on the earth herself must know his whereabouts. Then the gopis thought, since Krishna always walks on the earth, she is never separated from him and thus cannot understand how much his parents, girlfriends, and servants suffer in his absence. Let us ask her what austerities she has performed to gain the great fortune of being constantly touched by the feet of Lord Keshava. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sakradatam Shagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ శగన లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కంత రాధాకంత నమస్తుతే కంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ విశవానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహాబలనాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయకే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్నే గౌరతిశే నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే So here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the gopis, they are searching Krishna in Vrindavan after Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance with Srimati Radharani. So in their search, they were asking the trees and plants of Vrindavan if they know the whereabouts of Krishna. But when they saw that the trees and plants of Vrindavan are not answering their questions, so then they thought that perhaps the plants and trees, they are in trance. Because in Vrindavan, even the trees and plants, they express their love and gratitude towards Krishna. Because they are all living entities. Because of their good fortune, they have taken birth in Vrindavan Dham. So they offer their love and gratitude towards Krishna when Krishna travels in the forest of Vrindavan. Sometimes they show their fruits and flowers so that Krishna could come and pick up fruits and flowers whenever he wants. So in that way they serve Krishna. And at the same time, when Krishna travels in Vrindavan, the way he travels, the trees and plants, they bow down their heads to offer respect to Krishna, being burdened by fruits and flowers. So So in this way, they are always show their affection and respect for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So here, the gopis are thinking that maybe the trees and plants are in trance. They are thinking about Krishna. In their meditation, they are meditating on Krishna. And when someone meditates on the Supreme Lord, naturally, he will feel that his body does not exist. So, because of his trance, then he does not feel that he has a body or body exists. So in that way, they don't know what is happening outside. So sometimes we see anyone who is in trance, if you call him, he will not listen. Because he is observing the thoughts of the Supreme Lord. So the gopis thought that maybe these gopi plants and trees, they are in the trance and thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That's why they are not listening to our questions. So in that way, then they thought, maybe they are living in Vrindavan, but they will not tell us the truth where Krishna has gone. Maybe they are very hard-hearted. Another thought is coming to their minds. So then again they are thinking that we are not sure whether the plants and trees, they know the whereabouts of Krishna. So why unnecessarily we will criticize them who are living in the holy dham? So in this way, they are pacifying themselves. They're not to criticize the plants and trees because they could not respond to their questions. And then one gopi tells another gopi that maybe the plants and trees, they don't know where Krishna has gone. That's why they are not responding. But we should ask that person who has seen Krishna. And sometimes it may happen that someone has seen Krishna, but they may not tell the truth. So we should find a person who has seen Krishna and who would also tell us the truth, where Krishna has gone. So then another gopi asked this gopi, who was thinking like this and telling like this, that have you seen that person who has seen Krishna and will tell us the truth? Then the first gopi, who was thinking like this, that we should ask someone who has seen Krishna and will tell us the truth, then she is pointing her forefingers to the earth. So then the second gopi thought, oh, you are telling the truth. Because this earth must have seen Krishna. Because wherever Krishna goes, he will be always on the earth. So the earth must have seen Krishna. But then they thought that we are asking all these questions about Krishna to the trees and plants of Vrindavan, and they are not responding. But the same type of question we should not ask the earth. Because we know for certain that wherever Krishna has gone, he is on the earth. So this earth must have known about Krishna's whereabouts. So instead of asking the earth where Krishna has gone, because the earth is very fortunate to bear the footprints of Krishna. And specifically, Vrindavan is very, very fortunate. That's why somewhere else in Srimad Bhagavatam, the gopis, they praise Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirti yadevaki sutapadam bhujalabdha lakmi. So one gopi is telling another gopi that, my dear friend, this Vrindavan is spreading the glories of the earth. Because this earth has become very glorious because of the presence of Vrindavan Dham on it. And why Vrindavan Dham is famous? Though Lord Krishna performed his pastimes in Vrindavan Dham, but he also left his footprints on the land of Vrindavan. And this fortune is not available in Vaikuntha also. In Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu, he wears shoes. He does not walk barefoot in Vaikuntha. But in Vrindavan, Krishna walks barefoot. And that is his great mercy on this Vrindavan Dham, and also the residents of Vrindavan Dham and the residents of the whole earth. Because people of this earth would come and still can see the footprints of Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. So that's why Vrindavan Dham has become very, very fortunate, bearing the footprints of Lord Krishna. That's why the gopis glorify Vrindavan Dham. That Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirti devaki suta padam bhujalabdha lakmi. Because we see in material world, someone becomes very famous when he becomes very rich. He gets abundant wealth. And then everyone glorifies him. He is such a rich man. And nowadays you can see that in the news it comes, this such and such person is the number one richest man in the world. So people are glorifying the rich people. So the gopis are glorifying Vrindavan Dham because it has got the greatest rich wealth. Vrindavan Dham achieved the greatest wealth. And what is that greatest wealth? Now, Devaki Suta Padam Bhuja Labdha Lakshmi. This Vrindavan Dham has attained this greatest wealth of the footprints of Devaki Suta, son of Devaki. So, this Vrindavan Dham, the gopis are glorifying in this way because of the footprints of Lord Krishna. Because when Krishna initially in his childhood age wanted to go to the forest to graze the calves, He expressed his desire to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they were very fond of Krishna and they did not want to leave him to the forest. They wanted always Krishna to be with them. But when Krishna expressed his desire, they initially refused. No, you are such a small boy, you cannot go to the forest. But Krishna was very adamant. He said, no, mother, I must go. Because Krishna wanted to play with his friends in the forest. So, when Krishna insisted that he must go to the forest, and Nanda Maharaj did not want to disturb Krishna also, though they did not want, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they did not want Krishna to go to the forest, but still when they saw that Krishna was very adamant and he wanted to go, so they did not want to displease him either. That's why Nanda Maharaj at last agreed. And then he brought wooden shoes for Krishna. And he told Krishna that if you want to go to the forest and you don't know, the forest path is full of thorns, pebbles, and it will hurt your small, soft feet. So better you should wear these wooden shoes, and then you can go to the forest. But Krishna refused to take the shoes. And he gave the argument that, dear father, the cows and calves, every day they are going to the forest, and they don't wear shoes. So if they don't wear shoes, then I should not also wear shoes. That was the plea Krishna gave to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, that he would not take the shoes with him. But the purpose of Krishna of not taking shoes with him was to make the land of Vrindavan fortunate by his footprints. And not only making Vrindavan fortunate, he wanted the entire earth fortunate by leaving his footprints on this earth. So people of this earth would come and see his footprints, touch his footprints and take the dust of those footprints on their heads. So this is the greatest mercy Krishna has left for the residents of this earth. So here we see that the gopis, they are thinking that this Vrindavan Dham is very fortunate, and because of that this earth has become very fortunate. So they say, Kinte kritam khiti tapo bata keshavangri. Sparsas chavat pulita pulakita anga ruhe vibhasi. So the gopis, they are now addressing the earth. They are thinking that now we should not ask the same question what we had asked to the trees and plants of Vrindavan. We must ask the question to Mother Earth that by what good fortune she has got these footprints of Lord Kesava. So what austerities she has performed. So if we know that, then we can also perform that type of austerity to get the association of Lord Krishna eternally. Because this earth, wherever Krishna travels, he is on the earth only. So the Mother Earth is always getting the association of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. She is never separated from Krishna. Whereas gopis are feeling separation from Krishna. That's why they were thinking that this earth is more fortunate than us. That's why they're asking a different question to Mother Earth. And they are asking that what austerities you have performed, that as a result of that austerity, you have got the lotus feet of Krishna always on you. And because of that, you are always in a jubilant mood. And your hairs are standing on end. That means you are expressing your love for the Supreme Lord Krishna. So here, the earth's hair are the grasses on the earth. They are standing erect. So the gopis are telling, these are your hairs standing on end because of the jubilation of getting the association of Krishna's lotus feet. So, api angra sambhava urukrama vikramadva. So they are asking that whether this jubilation because of the touch of Krishna's lotus feet you are getting is because of the present circumstances that the Lord is traversing over on this earth, because of that you are feeling this jubilation, or in the past they are remembering that api angri sambhava uruk vikramat, that Lord Vamandev, when he came to Bali Maharaj to beg 3 steps of land, so Lord Vamandev had promised Bali Maharaj, he has begged Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj had promised to give 3 steps of land. So when Vamandev begged 3 steps of land, he had mentioned that I will measure those 3 steps in my step. So he showed towards his feet. He said, this is my feet, very small feet of Lord Vamandev. So he was showing small feet. And he was telling Bali Maharaj, I will measure with this feet. So Bali Maharaj and others would thought, oh, Vamandev's feet is very small, so he'll take very small hand. But Lord Vamandev expanded his form, and he acquired the whole land from Patal to Swargalok in one step. So the gopis are telling that because of the touch of Lord Vamandev, who is very strong, very powerful, he expanded himself, and you tolerated the burden of Lord Vamandev. The gopis are telling Earth that you tolerated that burden, big burden of Lord Vamandev, who expanded himself in his universal form, expanding. So how did you get that strength to tolerate Lord Vamandev's feet? That means you must have performed some austerity to get that strength to tolerate Lord Brahman's weight on you. So they are asking either this may be the case, or again previously, Ahu Baraha Bapusa Parirambadena. When you are drowned in the Patal region under the Garbhodak Ocean, so the Lord appeared as Baradev to retrieve you from the bottom of the ocean. So that time, Lord Baradev embraced you. Lord Baradev took the earth through his teeth. What is it? Tusk. Through his tusk. So Lord Baradev embraced you. You got the embrace of Lord Baradev. And because of that embrace, maybe you are very jubilant, that's why your hairs are standing on end. So to get that embrace of Lord Baradev, you must have done some austerities. That's why you have become so fortunate. So if you can tell us what type of austerities you have performed, then we can also perform the same type of austerity to get Lord Krishna's mercy. So we can always be with Krishna, we can get his favor like you and become very fortunate. That was the intention of gopis speaking to earth like this. So anyway, we'll stop here. And today also, the disappearance day of Madhvacharya, who is our great acharya in your disciplic succession, coming from Lord Brahma. So this Brahma Sampradaya became very fortunate when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted initiation in this Sampradaya from Ishwarapuri, who was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri was also coming in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya. So this Sampradaya has become very fortunate. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Madhvacharya specifically came to defeat this monism or this impersonalism. There is a chain of acharyas who came for different purposes to establish religion on the surface of the earth. When Lord Buddha came, Buddha came for a specific purpose. Because that time people were killing animals, taking clue from the Vedas. So they were killing animals. So Lord Buddha came to stop killing animals. That's why he preached non-violence, ahimsa paramo dharma. And he derided Vedas because people were taking the authority of the Vedas and killing animals. That's why he has to deride Vedas for a specific purpose, to stop animal killing, which was not actually true, But he has to do this to stop animal killing. And this was part of the plan of the Supreme Lord, that he came in form of Buddha to stop animal killing. But when animal killing was stopped, people accepted Lord Buddha's instruction and Buddhism spread, but they did not accept the Supreme Lord, did not accept the Vedas. And their philosophy was everything comes into zero at the end. Sunyavad. So that was not the proper way for religion. So then Shankaracharya came. Shankaracharya was the incarnation of Lord Shiva. So he came to establish Vedas. And Shankaracharya came by the order of Krishna only. Lord Shiva came as Shankaracharya by the order of Krishna. To bring people to the Vedic religion. So Shankaracharya had to preach this impersonalism. Because impersonalism was almost similar to Sunyavad. Lord Buddha said there is no God, no Vedas. Then Shankaracharya said, no, there is a God, but he has no power. So this was a little similar. Instead of no God, there is a God, but no power. That's why he has to preach impersonalism, to bring people to accept the Vedas. So then Shankaracharya actually drove away Buddhism and impersonalism was spread. But that was not the true path. So then the Vaishnava Acharyas came. And Madhvacharya, he came to defeat this impersonalism. That's why Shankaracharya said everything is one. Ekam eva ditiya nasti. The Lord is one. There is no two. Sarva khalindam brahma. The same brahma is everywhere. Then when Madhvacharya came, so he preached dualism. No, there is no one. There is two. So always Madhvacharya holds the finger too. Dvaitavad. He said, no, there is Lord and there is also Lord's devotee. There are two. So in that way, he defeated impersonalism. And this Madhvacharya's philosophy was to defeat impersonalism, Kevala Advaita. And not only defeating this impersonalism, at the same time he established the worship of Krishna's deity form. Krishna Murti Nitya Jani Shraddhaya Seva. That Krishna's deity form is eternal. That's why one should worship Krishna, Lord Krishna's deity form with great faith. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this from Madhvacharya Sampradaya. These two essence, defeating impersonalism and accepting deity worship. So Madhvacharya, he actually appeared near Udupi at Pajaka Kshetra in South Kannada district of South India, west of Sahyadri Hills. And his father's name was Madhyageya Bhatta. and mother's name was Vedavati. So Madhaga Bhatta, he was born in Shivali Brahmin family. Though he was worshipping Lord Narayan at home, but at Udupi was nearby, 12 kilometers from Pasikshetra, and there is a Shiva temple there, Ananteswar temple. So Madhyagaya Bhatta was worshipping Lord Shiva in Ananteswar temple. So every day he was walking from his house to Udupi. And later on, Madhyagaya Bhatta and his wife Vedavati, who was also a great devotee of Lord Narayan, so they performed Payavrata. Like Aditi had performed Payavrata to get Lord Vamandev. So they wanted a son, that's why they had performed Payavrata ceremony. And because of that, then a son was born, and Madhvacharya's initial childhood name was Vasudev. And he was considered the incarnation of Vayu. And he was very powerful. So he took his Brahmin thread ceremony, means he accepted Brahmin thread at the age of 5. And Vasudev, who was very learned from the childhood, he studied the scriptures, and at the age of 12 he took sannyas. So at his childhood, his father has borrowed some Lakshmi from different people, and he was burdened by debt, and he could not actually pay back the debts, and he was very stressful because of that. Then Vasudev, he did a miracle. He took some tamarind seeds and turned into coins and gave to his father to repay the debt. And his father was very much surprised to see this. Then there was another demon named Maniman, who was living in form of a snake near the house of Madhyagaya Bhatta. And Vasudev, Madhvacharya, he actually killed that snake by stepping his toe on the snake's head. He killed the snake in childhood itself. So he was very powerful. Once he was far away from his home, and his mother was looking for him and calling out to him. And then Madhvacharya, he jumped from that place wherever he was, and in one jump he arrived at his
home.
And he was present in front of his mother. So, in another incident, he challenged a person who was a very powerful person. He had 30 men's strength. And he challenged that person by putting his left two on the ground. And he asked that person, "You lift this, my feet, from the ground." He could not lift. So, in so many occasions, Madhvacharya, he actually showed his strength. He had spiritual strength and material strength, both. So when he took sannyas at the age of 12, he took sannyas from Achyuta Preksha. And his sannyas name was Purna Pragya Tirtha. And after taking sannyas, he traveled all over India. And the Mayavadis, impersonalists, they were very afraid of Madhvacharya. And Madhvacharya had written so many commentaries on so many different Upanishads. And he also wrote commentary on Bhagavata, Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra. And his library was full of books of his own commentaries. And once the Mayavadis of Sringeri Math, they were very envious of Madhvacharya, and they were actually afraid of him. So they stole all the books from his library. And when Madhvacharya heard this, he was very furious. So then he knew that this Mayavadis of the Sringeri Math must have stolen my books. So he took his disciples and went to that place. And when the Mayavadis saw Madhvacharya has come, so they became very afraid of him. And being afraid, they came to Madhvacharya and they said, "No, no, no, we have not done anything. We have not taken your books." But Madhvacharya said, Madhvacharya knew very well that they have taken the books. So, and that time this Chaturmasa time came and he stayed for 4 months in that place. But there was a Vaishnava king in Kerala who heard about this incident that Madhvacharya's books are stolen. So he sent the message to Madhvacharya that if you order me, I can retrieve your books. So then when Madhvacharya said, "Okay, you retrieve those books." So the king came with his army. Because he was a Vaishnava king, he came with his army to Sringeri Math. And he threatened these Mayavadis that if you don't return Madhvacharya's books immediately, I will send my soldiers and they will kill all of you. So they were terrified, the Mayavadis. And they gave back all those books, Madhvacharya's books, to the king. And the king returned those books to Madhvacharya. So, in that way, Madhvacharya traveled all over India preaching pure bhakti, devotional service to Krishna. And he also went to Badrinath where he met Srila Vyasadeva and showed his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And in this way, he got also the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva. And Srila Madhvacharya preached this devotional service all over India and defeated all these impersonalists. And many people came forward, many scholars, they came and took sannyas from him. And he also got the deity of Krishna and established at Udupi Krishna deity, because one ship was going on the ocean and ship was in trouble. He showed some signs and then the ship was rescued. And then when he got this tilak, Gopichandan, big piece of Gopichandan they offered to him, and when the piece of Gopichandan broke, then Krishna deity came out. So Madhvacharya personally was worshipping this Krishna deity. And still now, their acharyas, they personally worship this Krishna deity. They don't allow anyone else to worship. Only the acharyas would worship. So in this way, Madhvacharya was preaching and made many disciples. And at the end, when he was sitting in his vyasasan, when he defeated impersonalist and established pure bhakti, preached bhakti cult all over India. So then one day he was sitting on his vyasasan, then some heavenly voice said that you have achieved our mission. The demigods are actually telling him that you have achieved our mission. Now you have established devotional service in the surface of the earth. So we are very, very grateful to you. The demigods were telling to Madhvacharya. And they were showering flowers on him. And they were showering so much flowers on Madhvacharya that his whole body was covered with flowers. So when two of his disciples, those who were sitting there, because there are many disciples sitting there, so two of his intimate disciples, they stood up and went near Madhvacharya to take out those flowers from his head, because he was completely covered with flowers. And when they went there to take out the flowers, so they saw Madhvacharya has left his body. So in this way, Madhvacharya, before that he was speaking about Krishna to his disciples. He was very jubilant, but now immediately he left his body. So on this day, in the morning hours, Madhvacharya left his body. So we are very, very fortunate to be in Madhvacharya Sampradaya. He is our Sampradaya Acharya. So on this day, we pray at his lotus feet to bestow his mercy on all of us, so we can develop attachment to serve Krishna throughout our life and make our life success. Hare Krishna. Sir. Time is up, I think. Should I take any questions, comments?
This verse reminded me, but I don't remember the verse, in the prayers of Queen Kunti. She's talking about how the trees and creepers, the earth, and the jewels are coming from the mountain.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And because of Krishna's love.
Yeah, very nice verse. Thank you, Harish. Okay. Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Srila Madhvacharya ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki. Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.